Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood.
Wow, it has been a while. Welcome back to 30 and Counting. I had a little bit of unexpected hiatus there for a bit. My last episode was at the end of May, and now we are almost at the end of June. So what happened was the last podcast that I did, I mentioned that I had painted our nursery and that I had a little bit of a cough because I was dumb and didn't leave the windows open. Well, it turned out that after several weeks of having this kind of persistent cough, it ended up developing into bronchitis and was pretty bad. And I tried to record some periodic podcasts before I realized I had bronchitis. And every single time I tried, I ended up in these coughing fits, and it was pretty horrible. So I tried microcasting, but the bronchitis would not have it. So I have taken my full doses of amoxicillin, and I am back and better than ever. So yeah, there's a lot to catch up on. I'm not going to try to cover everything that's happened in this month, in this episode, that I have almost released my first iOS app ever, which is super exciting. It's called Indigenous, and I believe I talked about it in I don't know if I've talked about it in a previous episode of this or not, but I've definitely talked about it on my blog. And essentially, Indigenous embraces some technology that's being developed by a group called the IndieWeb. And the idea of this is something that micro.blog really integrates with, and of course my website integrates with. And it's the idea that you can use different types of apps, web apps, native apps, that all talk using this language called MicroPub, and that allows you to use any of these apps to publish to my own website or your own website if you use MicroPub. And in addition to that, that's for posting. The opposite side is called MicroSub, which is a unified way to have a single server that subscribes to different RSS feeds and follow people. And then you can use different microsub readers, different apps on the web or on your phone that allow you to view the content that is from your server. This makes making new microsub reading clients really easy because you just have to have a server, and that's kind of the harder part. And so there's currently only one microsub server that is in existence. That's kind of freely available. Some people are working on some others, but that's called Aperture, and it's by Aaron Parecki. And so I've been using a version of that I installed on my own server for development, but that has recently opened up for beta for people to use. It will store the last 7 days of your feed content. So it doesn't keep all of your content for all of time, but you can kind of scroll back and see the last 7 days worth of content at any time in a feed reader, which is pretty awesome, especially considering that it's free during beta. So yeah, I definitely recommend that. So I've built this app called Indigenous that the name comes from the fact that it is going to be a native way on iOS to engage both with MicroPub and MicroSub. Aside from the micro.blog app, which does support just posting plain text notes via MicroPub to your website, there aren't really any iOS native apps that support MicroPub. So Indigenous is kind of breaking some new ground here, where you can post a like post, a bookmark post to your site. You can reply people to your site. You can post just original one-off posts. You can post articles where you have a title in it. So all those things can be done through Indigenous, as well as the fact that you have a timeline that kind of looks like something that, you know, would look like Twitter, that reads from a microsub server that you can have connected. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. To be able to use it, you still kind of need to be a little bit on the technical side, or you need to have a site that just automatically supports the indie web technologies of MicroPub and MicroSub. So if you don't know about any of that, I'd encourage you to hop on indieweb.org and start a conversation with the people at the IndieWeb. We definitely help liking people getting set up and everything, so I don't want you to try to do it on your own. But if you are aware of the IndieWeb, if you support MicroPub or, and or MicroSub, then I encourage you to go ahead and go to the App Store. There's a pre-order page right now for Indigenous, and it's supposed to come out the end of this week. So I'm super excited for that, to be able to get my first app out there. It's going to be completely free, so you don't have to pay anything. I might at some point add, I don't know if I'll do this on release, but I might add a tip jar in the settings screen so you can throw me some money if you want, but that's not really what this app is about. It's something that I want to use personally, and I want other people on the IndieWeb to be able to use it. So I've got a couple other cool app ideas in my head, considering that my son Luke is scheduled to be born in like 3 to 4 weeks. I don't know how long it will take to get to those, but I've got them all stored in OmniFocus. But that is a topic of another podcast. So thanks for listening. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up, but expect for the rest of this week to go ahead and be seeing some more microcasts pop up from me now that I can talk. And I've got a backlog of all sorts of random things that I want to talk about. But yeah, so with that, this week is pretty exciting because there's the IndieWeb Summit. I won't be there in person, but I'm going to participate remotely. I'm taking a half days from my work, both on Tuesday and Wednesday, to participate. And, that is also the reason that, Indigenous is available for pre-order this week and is being released at the end of this week. It's in celebration of the IndieWeb Summit. Where about this time last year is when MicroSub actually started kind of being formed, and people started thinking about readers in the IndieWeb and how we can make that experience better. And here it is a year later, and we've got multiple MicroSub clients out there, most of them web-based. And there's one being developed for Android that another guy at the IndieWeb is working on. He has partnered with me, so they're both called Indigenous. One is Indigenous for Android, and one is Indigenous for iOS. So we're kind of trying to keep those in tandem as best as possible, but also to embrace the best of each platform. So, yeah. So that's exciting, and thanks for listening. Stay tuned for this next week for lots more to talk about. Have a great day. Bye.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.